Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro Results as of June 30th, 2020 conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I am here together with my two colleagues, the CFO Ruggero Gambini and the Group Director for Marketing and Sales, Gianluca Fuspo. We are satisfied for the first half results. Satisfied not only because the numbers of the first half prove an important change versus the last years, particularly last 2019, but because this is the first semester after we decided and implemented the drastic change in our business model. 2019 result largely negative, but I have to remind everybody that it was also the consequence of the correct decision of completing the development of the last discovered chemical which we had developed. We needed to do it because only having completed that, which was very costly, we could generate a value which is proven by the value agreed for the deal which has been announced, whereby in a few weeks we shall cash €55 million with a very important capital gain. Now, so 19 is the past, the conclusion of the past business model. 2020, conceptually, generally first new business model. The first half is characterized by three elements, which are the key, the three elements of the new business model. One, pushing, investing in the commercial activity. Two, cutting R&D, having refocused R&D on copper and biologicals as innovation. Three, adjusting the structure, as a quarter structure, to the new business model. And taking this opportunity to optimize certain aspects of our flow of activities. One, two, three. 2020 proves that this is already yielding results. Of course, most of the completion of results will come in the years, following years, but largely already will be expressed in 2021. Then let me go to the last key concept. We have all reasons for being confident that 2021 will see, for the first time after many years, the ordinary activity without and before any extraordinary income, not generating meaning generating and not, in any case, not absorbing cash any longer. I repeat, this is already strongly improved this year, and the first half proves it. But the full impact of the new business model in terms of cost cutting, restructuring, will be shown already in 2021. And this is very, very important. Having achieved this, we obviously will invest the money generated by the divestment of the fungicide from the pit in creating, generating growth in the biocopper business via acquisitions as external growth, in addition to the internal growth which the refocused R&D guarantees. These are the concepts which I hope have been able to express in a clear way. With regard to the numbers, the first half shows an increase of 19-20% in sales and margins, I think 19% for the margins. The EBITDA goes up from a negative over last year, in spite of a positive contribution of the extraordinary income in the first half, goes up from a negative, from 3 million, including 2.5 from extraordinary income, so 0.5 as ordinary activity, from 0.5 ordinary activity to 7.5 million this year. So the improvement is important. It comes from higher margins and the lower expenses, exactly as I said, on a qualitative basis. This is very important. Whilst the higher margins are benefiting of something which has a favorable timing component, so in a certain way this will be not kept during the second half entirely. Yes, in comparison to last year, but in absolute terms, no. On the contrary, the advantage in the saving in the costs will increase in the second half and much more in 2021, because you cannot get all the benefits of the actions underway in the, when you do it, you have the carryover of the past. Consequently, going back to the result, the pre-tax is 1.9 million euro positive against 3.1 negative in spite of the 2.5. So as all the activity last year was 5.6 negative, and this year is 1.9 positive. The net result is 1 million positive against 2.4 negative, again, in spite of having benefited. This is in terms of P&L. In terms of balance sheet, let me say that we are very, very happy that we have a level of debt of 35 million euros, including 4 million which are just which is the expression of the accounting principle, whereby we have to show the debt, the long-term leases. So it is the IRS 16 accounting principle. But in any case, in terms of money to be repaid, the real number is 31, which is in line with December 31st. But, and this is very important, this incorporates, includes an increase in the net working capital amounting to 6 million. In other terms, we have the same net financial position as December, but we have enriched the company with 6 million increase in the net working capital. Obviously, this means that in real terms, we have reduced the debt, we have a portion of the debt covering additional credit with customers, additional inventory which will be sold. So this is an improvement. This is the substance of the numbers in terms of what we expect. We expect a reduction of this benefit during the second half of the year. Of course, still showing a dramatic improvement versus last year, but not reaching this year yet the ordinary activity, and this year is only ordinary activity, not absorbing any cash. This is, it will be a limited absorption, but which we expect to fully eliminate next year. That's the message which we want to convey. In the meantime, the commercial activity is keeping going ahead, improving, because we have actions underway which will bring to this result. Needless to say, the 55 million which are arriving in a few weeks will allow us to close the year with an important positive result, and with net cash, so cash in our pocket instead of financial debt. But I have stressed and I have focused on the ordinary activity, not because we don't consider the 55 million important, but because we committed ourselves when we changed the business model, and I'm happy to say that it is happening. It's a factual situation, it's not a projection, that we are close to have eliminated with the other activity any absorption of cash. Of course, with the money we get in the coming weeks, we theoretically eliminate all the debt, financial debt, and put money in our pocket. Practically speaking, we shall consider boosting the development in the biocopper, making selected and hopefully very appropriate acquisition, which will let us grow in line with the new philosophy, the new business model. So at the end of the year we shall have cash, but our objective is to reutilize the money we generate to make acquisition. Don't forget that the debt of today represents a bit more, around 60% of the net working capital. So our debt is very sound. It's a debt for functional activity. It's not a debt to be repaid for investments of different nation. Okay, I will stop here. My colleagues are with me as I mentioned before, and I we shall answer questions, if any. And I repeat, my colleagues are the CFO of the General Convention and Gianluca Fusco, who currently is, as I said, a good director for market research, but effectively, October 1st, will become our Chief Operating Officer. Okay, thank you, and waiting for your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call Conference Operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove your question, please press star and two. We ask you to please pick up the receiver when asking questions. The first question, sir, is from Laurent Stocky of Quero. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everybody. This is Mark at Quero. Great to see these good figures. I wonder whether you can help us understand within the figures you've presented for the first half, can you just remind us what in that might be fluindapyr, and also remind us what the capital gain on fluindapyr, the sale of fluindapyr will be in the second half. I have in mind the price of 55 and in the books at 25. Is that a capital gain of 30 million? And secondly, I wonder whether you can give us a description of what's left now in the bio and copper business, just reminding us what size of annual sales it is, what products they are, sales per country, a rough idea of the profits that family of products will make this year, and a rough idea of what the target profitability of that product range is, what your target for that will be before you start making acquisitions. Thank you very much.
Okay, I will answer you something and then I will have Gianluca Fusco completing the answer. You remember very correctly, 55 is the number 25. So, there is a pre-tax gain of 30 million euro. Of course, in terms of a balance sheet, we have to review the other items, which it's a good, the right moment to make sure that we eliminate any possible question on certain assets, but I cannot give you now a forecast bottom line for the year. Obviously, will be a significantly important number. That's out of a question. With regard to the cash, I repeat, that we expect after the cost for restructuring, after the tax, we expect it to be in the range of 10 to 15 million euro cash before making acquisitions, okay? Before making acquisition, this regarding whether something can be done this year or next year, and this should cover a portion. But you were asking questions about the composition of, Gianluca, there was a question about the profitability of the existing portfolio, no? The biocopper, which, by the way, biocopper, yes, but we also have the three organic chemicals, which of course complete our portfolio, and which complete our offer to the market in the logic of integrating the crop management. Progressively, the organic chemical will go down, and the biocopper will more than replace them. Jamu, can yes. Now, in terms of portfolio, copper represents about more than 40% of our sales, and the bio solution represent around 20% of our sales. So combined, the bio copper is from 60 to 65% of our sales. In the results of the first semester, biocopper accounts for 70% of the growth. So not only is the biggest part of our portfolio, but is the part where coherently with the strategy we are developing our business. The rest of portfolio is more or less 20%, a bit more than 20% of the molecule tetraconazole, and the rest is, let's say, complementary product or minor organic chemical product that help us to complete the offer in the countries where our direct sales are present.
Okay, thank you. Can you just help us understand in that sort of breakdown of sales of the existing business? Can you just remind us in which countries you're generating that? How does it break down in percentage, the business okay. That's the ongoing?
Yes. Consider that we are in business in many countries. So Isagro sells in 80 countries in the world. So more or less 50% of our business is in Europe, with Italy and Spain being the most important countries, also because copper is very important for the agriculture of the Mediterranean area. About 10% of our sales is North America, more than 10, and another more than 10% is South America. Asia accounts for about 10%, and the rest is sales of technical product around the globe. So basically we have quite a spread portfolio in the world, with Europe being the most important, but around 50%.
Thank you. And can you just help us understand, therefore, on these remaining businesses, what's the rough level of profitability in millions this year, and where you would target that profitability to go? Thank you.
Our profitability, if we take, let's say, the gross profit of our product, averages around 35%. There are no major changes over the last years, and the evolution of the mix of the portfolio in the future will not give dramatic changes around these 35%.
Thank you. And just to come back on Mr. Basile's explanations of the capital gain and the net cash in the company after the deal, I mean, just being extremely basic, the gross proceeds of the deal, Flyndrapyr deal, is 55 million. The net debt before the deal is 34 million, and which was to suggest that sort of that would net out to net cash of 21 million. Admittedly, there might be some sort of fiscal movement there, I don't know, and any costs. But I'm not sure I really understand how we get from 21 million to 10 to 15 million. Can you just, I'm not quite sure in Mr. Basile's explanation, I understood the other elements that were going to reduce the 21 million to 10 to 15 million. Thank you.
Excuse me, 55 is pre-tax, as you can imagine. So 55 less 25 makes the 30. Now, 30 is pre-tax. Secondly, we have restructuring costs because we have gone down and we are going down via also agreements, individual agreements I'm talking about the restructuring organization. So we have a cost for this, which is one time of course this year, plus the taxes, plus we have a small deal which is very, whereby we are acting to reinforce the portfolio of registrations of our business, corporate business, some certain things which will leave the after taking out the existing 34 million euro, 34 million debt. If you make 55 less, let me say 30. No, it is 30. The real debt, but 35 is the nominal one. Take out some taxes and take out some restructuring costs, and you easily understand why we say 10 to 15.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basile, at this time, there are no questions registered, sir.
Many thanks to the people that attended, also on behalf of my colleagues, and thanks again.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. The conference is now over, and you may disconnect your telephones.